Hey, baby. Tuesday at 12 a.m. is Wednesday at midnight. Yeah.
Broadcasting from the Today in News digital studios at Zero Dark Hundred, out of the New York metropolitan area on Big Dog Music Radio. Here's the conservative talk show host of Wednesday at Midnight, Trey Martin.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Good morning. It's 12 midnight. And this is Wednesday at midnight. This is Trey Martin. Hope you're with us. The number here is 347-838-8898. If you'd like to comment on what's going on with the news, with the Iranians capturing 10 of our sailors. There was nine men and one woman. They got, I think, two boats, some crazy-looking boats. There. I saw some pictures of some silly-looking boats. I guess they had some kind of engine trouble, or one of them did anyway, and they kind of drifted into the waters of Iran, or one of the Iranian islands. I'm not sure which one it was. But they got captured, and I was positive that Barack Obama was going to mention it tonight, but he did not mention it. I predicted he would mention it, but I was wrong. I said, I guess Barack knows that there are 346 days till Christmas. That's right, from today, 12 midnight Gary, today. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Gary and the Colonel on the line.
Gary Gatehouse and the Colonel? Yes. Oh, good. Hey, what's up, you guys?
Not much. What's happening?
What's up, you
it's
guys?
The Colonel.
I got the two military guys.
Listen, I don't know about you, Gary. I don't know about you, Trey. I don't know about you, Lisa, but I have never been more relieved to hear that the world has never been better. There's peace in the world. We're still the strongest country, and we don't have to worry about those guys in those Toyota pickup trucks. There's going to be a recall in 2016, and they'll have to take all their machine guns and guns out, and they won't be able to attack us.
Absolutely. Remember we talked about that?
Ooh, God, I'm relieved. I am so relieved.
None of those Gary knows. Listen, Gary, you must have heard the speech. I really thought he was going to put more humor into the speech. I wish he would have put more humor into the speech. I mean, it was a stupid speech. I mean, it was just a drag. It was so boring. It was, boring.
I started laughing as soon as I turned on the TV on and saw his face.
Yeah.
He's signing autographs. I guess people are reading the tea leaves. They want his autograph before the end is near. But be that as it may, Trey, I think those I was talking to one of my Marine Corps buddies, he was telling me, and I think he's probably right, those are the SEALs boats that are highly sophisticated. I hope I'm wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure that they are. Now, here's the problem I have. And again, Gary being in the military and Lisa being in the military, how come when those boats, whatever the truth turns out to be, if they mechanically, we have a saying in the military, blank the bed, and Gary and Lisa probably know what that means, when they malfunctioned and they stopped,
You got to let me in on this stuff before
I can't say it. This is a clean and respectable show, but it goes like poop the bed. But anyway, what I mean is, when you got equipment like that, where is the quick reaction force to protect that equipment?
They were still in Benghazi. They were still trying to get the Benghazi.
There's something missing here that some commander didn't say, okay, launch the attack helicopters to protect that equipment. But be that as it may, I knew Barack wasn't going to mention it because it's going to make him look like a fool that he is.
Yeah, but you know what I thought he was going to do? I thought he was going to say, because they already said they're going to get the guys back, they're going to get them back right away as soon as possible. you know, Iran already
first,
said that.
At first light. We've never heard that before, have we, Gary? At first light, you get your prisoners back. No problem.
Oh, yeah.
No need to worry.
Yeah,
we'll give them right
they
back
mentioned
to
it right away. But what I thought Barack was going to do is I thought Barack was going to do the macho man thing and say, listen, you guys, I just want to tell Iran, if you better get those guys back.
Here's what's really going on.
This is an
Obama end run around. What he wants to do is empty out all of Guantanamo, and he's going to use the rest of the POWs to get our 11 sailors returned. That's what he's going to do, and he's going to tell the Iranians, we both come out looking like winners. You guys get to say we're going to give you back your people, and we give up the rest of it. We empty out Guantanamo. It'll be
You know, when I first heard that, I said, my God, it's Jimmy Carter all over again.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, do you guys remember the last U.S. naval ship to be captured by a foreign enemy?
Mayaguez.
No.
Mayaguez, wasn't it?
USS Pueblo.
Oh, the Pueblo.
No.
Why am I thinking the Mayaguez?
Yeah. North Korea, yeah.
Pueblo.
North Korea.
Yeah, yeah, I remember
they
that.
They still
remember
have that. It. They still have it.
They do, huh?
Yeah, they still have it.
They never returned the ship?
Never
no?
returned it. They still have it. It's on display.
Beautiful. And, I didn't even know that. That's beautiful.
Yeah, they
wow.
still have it.
Yeah. But listen,
and,
under whose guidance did that happen, the Pueblo?
I think it was Watchmajigger's grandfather.
Oh, yeah, was it the George H.W. Bush? Yeah, okay.
Oh, no,
you know,
no,
I
no,
met
was,
him once.
Yeah, I thought you meant the North Korean guy.
No, Didn't not he? Kim Jong-un. Jong-il, whatever his name was,
Ill, yeah.
It was, so it was George H.W. Bush, the first guy, first
I
Bush?
Think it was, yeah. Uh-huh.
Why was I thinking Mayaguez? What happened to Mayaguez? I knew it was one of those, I guess, but yeah. That's because we never the armistice is still in effect with North Korea. The war never
I had
ended.
I had a friend that was on the USS Pueblo.
Wow.
When it was captured. I also had a friend that was in the Iranian US Iranian embassy when it was captured by the Iranians.
Oh boy.
Oh wow.
He served with me in the intelligence service, and he got out. He got out in a mail bag from the Canadian embassy.
He did, huh?
Yeah.
Good.
Wow. Yeah, thank God.
But the guy
thank
on the
God.
Pueblo got the hell beat out of him and a guy named Higgins. Got their crap beat out of him for days on end by the North Koreans.
Okay.
Until they finally let him go.
Wow. Mm. But now, what did we do to the North Koreans? Did we do anything to the North Koreans?
Nothing.
Did we retaliate at
nothing.
All?
No.
Nope.
Well,
I guess, listen, we can't blame Barack Obama for being stupid either, you know? I mean, it's, you know, he didn't retaliate either. So I guess if George H.W. Bush didn't retaliate.
Trade, it's a small price to pay for not allowing Iran to have nuclear weapons. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. You're right about
11
that.
People for no nukes? I would make that deal if I had to, the mysterious colonel. Actually, you can call me the crazy colonel now because I can't take any more of this. I'm serious. I had to drink two beers. And the only reason I stopped the two beers was other members of my household wouldn't let me have any more beer in the presence of the firearms that I had in my hand. But be that.
Talking about beer, you know, I love that theme song you used, Gary. We were listening to the other day, my girlfriend and I, that the one about the Blue Ribbon beer. What's the name of that group that does that? That was good. Carly, you got to hear this. It's a great theme.
Oh,
I'm drinking
yeah,
a Blue Ribbon beer, something like that.
Yeah, White Sox sneakers and Blue Ribbon beer or something like that.
Yeah, right.
Why does it always have to be White Sox? Why can't it be some other color? Come on. Why is
Black.
It always,
you always
White Sox?
You always wear White Sox under your cowboy boots.
Not
well, you
me,
do.
Gary.
That's
not me.
That's right. I guess so. You're right.
I don't know. I've never been in the presence of a cowboy who took his boots off in front of me and showed me his White socks, if you get my
I
drift.
I just took mine off, man.
No.
I'll tell you, those boots, when you have them on, your feet sweat really big time, though.
Oh, yeah, they do.
At least mine used to.
Yeah.
You know, and when you take them off, they don't smell too good, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's another thing. I've never smelled a cowboy's boots, Trade.
There you go. That sounds like a country western song there.
Man, you can never go to
I never smelled a cowboy's boots.
You can never go to
I died after smelling some cowboy's boots.
You can never go to El Paso, Texas, and try to buy reasonably priced cowboy boots, even on sale. Man.
Oh, yeah.
I tried. I'm telling you, I couldn't get them below, you know, $100 minimum. Good Lord.
Oh, that's a cheap pair.
I know. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I love cowboy boots. I love them.
Well, you know, listen to you guys. Donald Trump, this is a Wednesday at midnight, by the way, everybody. And the number here is 347-838-8898. I got Gary Gatehouse here with the Getting After Lefty show. He's a good buddy of ours. And the two military guys are making me look small here because they were in the military. My dad was in the military, but I never made it. But and the mysterious colonel, he's never delirious, but he's very mysterious. But I want you to listen to the call that Jimmy got from Donald Trump. Jimmy is interviewing Donald Trump, and a couple of things happened. I want you to listen to this. Lisa, please play that for us. I want Gary and the colonel to hear this. Take a listen.
Today in News.
I'm Jimmy Day. This is Today in News. Let's go to Donald Trump on line one. The Donald, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Jim, how you doing? Number one as usual. Number one in all the polls. The poll came out today. I'm number one in Iowa again. I got Cruz beat. I got Cruz beat. But listen, he may beat me in Iowa, but I'm going to win. I'm going to win New Hampshire, and I'm going to win South Carolina. No problem. Don't worry about it.
Well, you're not going to win that lady's vote that you threw out of the session the other day. What was that all about?
She was an Islamic terrorist. You know, you never know. She didn't even have a jacket. I took a jacket home with me, gave it to my wife. Anyway, listen, who cares about her? I saw them. Ship her out of here. Get her out of here. We don't want her here. That's all.
Now, see, it would have been a good gesture had you donated it to Goodwill or something instead of giving it to your lady. You know what I mean? I mean, come on. Get with it, buddy.
It was a nice jacket, Jimmy, but don't worry about it. Listen, let's get on to other things. I was on with Michael Savage today. Michael's on WMEX with you. You guys are good guys over there, WMEX. I like that station in Boston. You do a good show. You do a hell of a show. You do a hell of a job. Baby, you're the best, Jimmy. I'll tell you that.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Yeah,
listen,
yeah.
I got a couple of questions, though. We need to get right to the point, okay?
Sure.
What about your vice presidential nominee? Who do you think that would be?
Well, I really don't want to say, Jimmy, but I'm going to tell you confidentially. I'm thinking of El Chapo, because I think him and Sean Penn got along good. I can get along good with El Chapo.
You think that Sean Penn gave him a pen so he could sneak out in the break a while back?
I think Sean Penn is not even sure what a Sean Penn is. He's got a pen, and he should be in a pen because he loves dictators. He was with Saddam Hussein. He was with Fidel Castro. He's one of those guys. You know, he loves dictators. What are you going to do, man? I got a feeling he may not be all there, but he's somewhere, but he's not all there. And he has a problem now.
You are there. You're where it's supposed to be.
I'm right where it is. I'm right where it is and where I'm going to be and where it is. I'm number one, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to be president. Jimmy, you
now
mark my words.
Let me ask you this question.
Sure,
what comes to your mind when I sing this song? Now, I'm not a great singer, but I want to sing you a little song. This is very rare for me to sing to you, sir, so you ought to enjoy this, okay? What comes to your mind when I go, baby, let's cruise away from here? What about that? I'll cruise away from here. What comes to your mind?
Bermuda Triangle, Jimmy. You know, you got to watch that Bermuda Triangle because they're going to drain the water and you're not going to be able to go on that cruise. You got a cruise coming up, don't you? And I got a cruise coming up. No, I got a cruise.
Another cruise.
Yeah, Cruz is not going to steal my spot. I like Cruz. Cruz is a good guy, but there's a lot of questions about his citizenship, Jimmy. I didn't bring it up.
Well, since when does that matter?
I bring it up.
Look who's in the office right now. Who cares where you're from nowadays?
Yeah, but he's a Republican. As a Democrat in the office, the Democrats are very, very shabby. They don't care about what's going on. You know, I mean, look at Bernie Sanders. Wait a second. You know, Bernie Sanders happens to be here in the green room with me. We're just going to go on Fox in a second. You want to talk to Bernie? Bernie's over here.
I'd love to talk to you. Bernie, how are you, buddy? What's going on, man?
Who is this? Jimmy J?
Yeah, it's Jimmy J. How are you, buddy? Listen, we're rooting for you all the way, my friend. All the way. Maybe you and Donald could hook up together. What about that? Now, that would be a combination.
I like Donald. He's a good guy. He's a millionaire and billionaire. I'm against the millionaires and billionaires, though, you know. And I'm going to get them. They're not going to like me when I get president. I'm going to beat Hillary. Hillary's not going to get the nomination. I'll get the nomination. Right, Donald?
Yeah, that's Bernie. He's half nuts.
He's half nuts anyway. Well, listen, did you hear what Barack said about me to Matt Lauer this morning? He said, I'll be president on Saturday Night Live, on the Saturday Night Live skit. Did you hear him? He's a jerk. Anyway, he's a terrible president. He's going to do the State of the Union tonight. He's going to be looking through some different glasses than we're looking through. He's going to tell us that everything is great. Yeah, that the ISIS is contained. The economy is great. Everything is great. Well, I'm going to make America great again when I'm president, buddy. You better believe that, DJ of the Stars. You're the best. You're the greatest. This guy has got things in shambles in America. Are you kidding me? Is he kidding me? Me on Saturday Night Live, my presidency? Yeah, his presidency should be on Saturday Night Live. That's the real joke.
Yeah.
Maybe if you borrow a couple of bucks from Donald, he'll let you slide in and be with him, and you know, they'll have a cross-party election. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, jumping over the gates and the sides. And yeah, man, I think that's a good idea. You know, why not have a Democrat and a Republican in the office, one president, one vice president? That will settle it all. Why can't we do that?
Yeah, well, sing kumbaya. This is Donald again. Listen, yeah, Bernie had to go into the studio. He's on right now. He's going on. I'm going on later. I'm the closer. You know, I'm the closer. I close all the deals, Jimmy. You know, I'm the best. You know, I know what to do. I'm a millionaire, billionaire, zillionaire. You know, I do everything. I'm going to go to the moon, baby. You know, you don't have to worry about me. I'm going to do everything I can do. You know, I'm there. I'm there, and you're there, and I'm here, and I'm going to be here, but I'm there. And Cruz, forget Cruz. I'm going to beat Cruz. Don't worry about Cruz. He's a good guy. He's a smart guy, but I'm going to beat him.
Let me just say one thing before you go, okay? You have another issue. You have another person coming up from behind that you don't even know about.
El Chapo.
Don't even know.
El Chapo.
And Trey Martin is going to run for president, and how he's going to do it, he's going to finance his own campaign. And you know why? Because he looked into the crystal ball. And he saw himself winning the power lottery, the Powerball, and then he's going to take that $1 billion and invest it into his own campaign, just like you. You have met your match, my man.
Who the hell are you talking about? Who is this guy? I don't know who this guy is. What are you talking about? He's some jerk.
Trey Martin and his running mate. He's at least man enough to admit already who his running mate's going to be.
Who is it?
Papa Goo Goo. I can see it now.
Papa Goo Goo.
Google.
I love Papa Google, Jim. Jimmy, I love Papa Google. Yeah, I didn't know he had anything to do with this other idiot that you're talking about. What's his name?
Trey Martin. He's a future billionaire. He's the Powerball winner, and he's going to do the whole shebang. And let me tell you, I don't think you've got $1 billion to put up for your campaign. I think you'll be running scared, my man.
Who is this schmuck? He sounds like a jerk, this guy, Trey Martin. I don't even want to meet him, I'll tell you what. I'm number one, Jimmy. They can't get any bigger than me. Listen, I got to run because I got to go into... I'm in the green room. I got to be called on stage in a second, man. I got to go. All right? Listen, thanks a lot. I'm going to see you soon, all right? You're the DJ of the Stars.
All right, man. Yeah, we'll see you soon here at WMEX. Take care. All right, I'm Jimmy J. That's it for Today in News. Back to you. Trey Martin and his running mate.
He's a schmuck. Today in News.
Yeah, me. Jimmy and Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, they have a lot of fun. You know, we don't make any money, but we have a lot of fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, listen, if you win the lottery, Trey, I need a few dollars to finish up my hot rod. I hope you can swing it in.
Okay, yeah, no problem. If I get $1 billion, then everybody's in. Even Barack Obama, I'll send him some money.
I just needed to help pay my bills. Good Lord.
There you go.
Jeez. Good Lord.
The funny thing is, you know, tomorrow night we're doing the debate special after the debate. So you're going to be there, right, Gary? You're coming in tomorrow night too.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Tomorrow at 11 o'clock we're going to start.
Is it tomorrow or Thursday?
I'm sorry. Not tomorrow. Thursday. Yes.
Well, you're
Thursday.
Right. Tomorrow is Thursday because today is Wednesday. It's
That's
Tuesday
right.
at midnight, but actually
That's
Wednesday
true.
In the morning.
That's true. It is.
So you're right.
Really
it is tomorrow.
It is Thursday. Yes.
Yeah. It
but
is.
I was confused myself though. But it's the 14th, and it's right after the. It's 11 o'clock. 11 to 12 we're going to do. So you guys are going to be there. I think. Kevin's going to call in. We're going to get his slant from up in Boston. He's funny. It's funny. Gary's from down in Texas, real Republican area, you know, conservative. And Kevin is conservative, but he's up in Boston with all the libs. And, of course, the mysterious colonel. He's never delirious, but he's out in Long Island. He's very conservative. He's the conservative colonel, the CC, you know.
KKK.
Conservative
that's,
colonel,
yeah,
CC.
That's it. Conservative
yeah,
with a K colonel. Colonel.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's like for Cars for Kids. Ever hear that Cars for Kids thing?
Oh, yeah.
187
oh,
Cars
my God.
For Kids.
Not for nothing.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of that ad. That's
oh,
all I hear
God,
all the time. 1-800 Cars for Kids. Scared. Take my car, kids, please.
Can you imagine how much time? I mean, I think they get that for free. That's a like a public service announcement. But
yeah.
They,
yeah.
You know, that's
PSA.
On like, constantly on every station.
Oh, I know. Everywhere. The radio. It's on TV. It's like, oh, my goodness already.
I don't know if you see this commercial down by you, Gary, but I don't watch television that much, but I do monitor Fox a lot. I keep it on almost all day when I'm not listening to Rush, and I got it on. I don't watch it. But I love this one spot. I don't know if you ever saw it. You see the Geico commercials down there by you, Gary?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Geico? Oh, you do, huh?
Yeah, huh?
You see the guy running, and the mother calls him up. He's running away from the helicopter.
Oh, yeah.
And he,
he's like a spy trying to get away from
yeah.
these guys. That, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the mother calls up. She goes, oh, your father didn't get the exterminator for the
squirrels.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So,
it's getting
they
personal.
They are the best
yeah.
ads ever. Best ads ever.
Yeah.
They
I like the
really
one where he's
stuff.
In that little small apartment in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
gets
yeah.
the Chinese food.
Here's your Chinese food.
Matter of
yeah.
fact, he's on right now on the television driving his little,
oh, yeah.
MG, little red MG.
Yeah, that's the newest one where he gives the valet his keys and he sets it off in the parking spot and the alarm goes off.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The other one I like, the other one I like that I see on Fox a lot is the one about the heartburn. The girl goes, she goes, I got heartburn. And the guy, and the fireman guy comes down
mm-hmm.
on the pole. He slides down. Nobody burns under my watch. And he gives her the thing. And the other girl goes, I have heartburn. You know?
Yeah, I've seen that one, too.
So anyway,
what's the weather like up here, you guys, at? What's
yeah, we don't make
like
any money,
there?
But we have a lot of fun.
That's right.
I noticed the thing over here. They're supposed to get Iran's supposed to get the money this week, you know.
Yeah, that's right. And aren't they? Doesn't it take effect on Saturday? Takes effect on Saturday. I think that's when they get their money.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's
yeah.
perfect
how
timing.
Many,
perfect timing.
How many
with
billions
the 11
are they
sailors?
Getting?
What?
How many billions are they getting? How many?
150, I thought. Right.
50
is it 150?
Yeah.
150,
yeah.
I thought.
150.
Something like that.
Yeah. I keep hearing different numbers. I keep hearing 100 billion, and somebody says, usually I hear 150 billion. That's what I hear.
I wonder if it's going to be transferred directly from Peking Bank right into Iran.
Well,
Iran,
I don't know about that, Gary, but it's going to be in $216, so it's going to be probably worth about half that much.
Yeah.
Based on this market.
Yeah, this market's gone. It's finished.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. I was looking at some of my statements from, you know, in these mutual funds from January 1st to December 31st. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it started out a lot higher than it ended, man. It's unbelievable. But I guarantee you, when I get my statement from these mutual fund companies, I'll definitely have to pay capital gains because somehow, even though I lost more money than I made this year, I'll still have to pay capital gains. I don't know how it works, but I always that always happens to me. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. But
too bad.
Yeah, and I don't have another 20 years. I don't have another 20 years to build it back up.
Yeah,
it'll build back up, though. You know, I think it's the stock market is going to take a real big shot at towards the end of Barack's whatever you call it, I don't even want to call it a presidency, but at the end of Barack's term, you know,
his tenure maybe, in office.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe he'll get a term in the clink.
It wasn't 10 year; it was 8 year. 8 year
yeah,
in
yeah.
office.
Yeah,
not
8 year,
year,
not 10 year.
Yeah.
Oh man, but I'm impressed.
You notice that Chelsea is going out on the stump. Chelsea's
no.
going out?
Going out
yeah.
on the stump. You want to rephrase that trade?
That's two crooks and one in training, right?
Oh, man. Actually, after the speech tonight, I'm buying stock at Toyota Trucks. I'm sure the sales are going to go up.
Oh, absolutely. Well,
and with the gun mount, with the option of the gun mount, are you kidding me? Those things are going to be unbelievably expensive.
I want to get one myself. You know, listen, when I want to go around the old neighborhood, I rent a tank. I rent an armored tank, and I drive around the old neighborhood. I mean,
we're crazy for spending all that money on Abrams tanks when we could have just gone with Toyota and got them for like one third of the price and put on one of those Russian machine guns, and we would have been.
Not only that, it's fun hanging out on the back of a truck, you know,
with no armor plating, no protection. It's unbelievable. It's great.
Yeah, you know, just a black mask.
Put a 50 caliber up there, and that guarantee that it'll rip the bed of that truck out in about 2 days.
Exactly. Right, just like the Rat Patrol. Just like the Rat Patrol, baby. Oh, man. Jumping over that sand dune.
Yeah,
good,
that's right.
Lord. Oh,
I don't, God, that goes a ways back.
Yeah. Oh, Gary, I was into all those shows, man. Combat, The Gallant Men, the few episodes it played, Rat Patrol, Jericho, and all those war shows, man. Those are my idol shows when I was a kid. Man, they were great.
We're working on always a bunch of videos here. Me and my girlfriend are always working on videos all the time, and besides working on the music stuff. But we're doing a video where Papa Google was like the action figure, and he's fighting all these things, you know, all these stupid things. Because I'm doing a sci-fi movie where Papa Google comes back, you know. I don't know if I told you. I'm working on an actual movie. It's going to be not done for another 8 or 9 months. But Papa Google comes back from. He's the man from Planet Ridiculous. That's the title of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes back after being abducted by the flying saucer. He comes back to Earth to cure the earth of liberals, to clean liberals all out of the earth, you know. He wants it all to be conservative, you know. And because he meets the emperor of the planet that has abducted him, it's so far away from the earth, it's like 100 million light years away. It's so far away from the earth, you can't even figure it. But you can't even calculate it. But the emperor of the planet is gay, but he's conservative, and he loves Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levin, you know, and he falls in love with Papa Google. Papa Google.
Oh, boy.
Wants to get away from him, so he works out a thing where they send him back to Earth to get everybody together to rid the Earth of liberals, and that's the whole concept of the thing. They want to put liberals on another planet completely and get them away, and then they can have all the gun control they want. They can have all the abortion they want. You know, they can do everything. They could step on the flag. They could do anything they want, you know. They could have communism in their schools. They could do whatever they want, you know. They can be, you know, they can have Islam there and everybody. They can be Islamic, whatever they want to be, you know, anti-Catholicism, all different signs and stuff like that. So that's what the concept of the thing is, you know. But it's really a silly thing, but it's going to be cute.
I'll have to tell Billy Bob and Carl about that science fiction. They love
yeah, we got to do a thing
fiction,
with Billy Bob and Carl. You got to. I don't think the Colonel ever heard Billy Bob and Carl.
No, I haven't.
Those are Gary's characters. They're on his show. You got to catch Gary's show. I mean, we were listening to you the other day, Gary. It was great. You know, I forget what you were talking about. You know, he does a great commentary, Colonel. You got to listen to Gary someday.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
Catch his show.
Definitely.
Yeah, catch his show. You're going to love it. Everybody, this is the Wednesday at Midnight with Trade Martin, and I got Gary Gatehouse, my good buddy, and my good buddy, the mysterious but never delirious Colonel. And he's with us tonight, and we want to thank Lisa very much for being at the controls with us. And, of course, we had that recorded thing from Jimmy Jay on with us, and he spoke to Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. And, I mean, I get a kick out of Bernie Sanders. You know, I really like Bernie Sanders. He's really a schmuck, but I like him, you know. No, really. Really.
He's a communist. He's a socialist.
I know.
A.K.A. schmuck.
He went to Russia for his honeymoon, I heard.
Yeah, and I
anyway,
they didn't kick me out, Trade.
That's true. Anyway, listen, you guys, thanks a lot. We'll see you on, well, it's really tomorrow night, which is Thursday night. Today is Wednesday, and there's 346 days till Christmas. We will see you at the debate, after the debate special at 11 o'clock on Thursday night. God bless everybody. Thank you very much for listening. This is Trade Martin. Good night.
Take care.
See ya.
Take care, Gary. Take care, Trade. Take care, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
See y'all.